Police: Florida man stabbed mother of his child 100 plus times before tossing toddler into lake where alligators snatched him. By Amy Furr on April 3, 2023. A Florida man is accused of killing a mother and their toddler son after the child's body was found in the mouth of an alligator on Friday. St. Petersburg police arrested 21-year-old Thomas Mosley once they found 2-year-old Taylan Mosley's body at Lake Maggiore, a location that is over 10 miles from where his mother's body was discovered, 10 Tampa Bay reported Saturday. The 20-year-old mother, Pashan Jeffrey, was found dead inside her apartment on Thursday, per Breitbart News. Now, Mosley is charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder but reportedly has no bond at the moment, the Tampa Bay article said. A mugshot shows the suspect below. Jeffrey's family visited her home on Wednesday to celebrate Mosley's birthday. When they left the residence that afternoon, Mosley, Jeffrey, and the toddler were the only people still there, the outlet continued. Almost 4 hours later at around 9:03 p.m., police say Thomas Mosley arrived at his mother's home with severe lacerations to both of his hands and arms that closely aligned with the same injuries of someone who was involved in a knife attack. He later admitted himself to St. Anthony's Hospital. The murder investigation began the next day when officers responded to Lincoln Shores Apartments off of 4th Street North, after Jeffrey's family voiced their concerns about the 20-year-old and said they saw blood on the sidewalk and a path leading away from her apartment, the affidavit reports. Relatives contacted the apartment's management who eventually got inside the home and found Jeffrey's body. Once they arrived at the scene, officials noted they found an excess of 100 wounds on the woman. When speaking of her during a press conference, one family member said, "She's very outspoken, always make you laugh," while another recalled, "Smile, a beautiful smile all the time." Inside the residence, law enforcement found a bloody fingerprint on a cleaning bottle. The print was later identified as the suspect's. On Thursday evening, Mosley reportedly went to the Lake Maggiore area and then traveled to his mother's nearby home. When officers located the toddler's body, they killed the alligator to retrieve it. An autopsy will determine the child's cause of death as the investigation continues. Taylan's family is now sharing their grief over the tragic loss. As of Monday afternoon, a memorial fundraiser to help with funeral arrangements and support the family has raised $31,910 of its $50,000 goal. To see them together and their love for each other was a blessing. "We will remember their love and will keep them in our hearts," the page said of the mother and son.